Ito ay maaaring ang pinakamahirap na laban ni Wonder Woman. Sinusubukan na makuha ang pagtanggap sa kanya mula sa mga miyembro ng United Nations. Ang babaeng lumalaban sa mga krimen ay hinirang bilang honorary ambassador ng UN upang palakasin at bigyang kapangyarihan ng mga kababaihan at kabataang babae. Pinupuri ng mga opisyal ang kanyang commitment para sa hustisya, kapayapaan at pagkakapantay-pantay. Ang pagkakahirang sa kanya ay inihayag sa UN headquarters sa New York sa harap ng mga kabataang babae na naimbitahan bilang mga espesyal na panauhin. Sa harap ng mga panauhin, sinabi ng dating Miss World America at aktres na nagpasikat sa papel bilang Wonder Woman noong dekada 60, Linda Carter, na ginawa ang tamang pagpili.
I really knew from the very beginning that she was important, that it was important to get it right. It was not about being sexy. It was not about predatory nature. It was about strength and courage and community and about playing fair and about getting it right.
Inilarawan ng direktor ng ipapalabas pa lamang na bagong pelikula ng Wonder Woman, Patty Jenkins, ang pagkakapili bilang isang hakbang na nasa tamang direksyon.
When I was a little girl, I didn't understand intellectual conversations about so many of these things, but I understood Wonder Woman and I saw her and I wanted to be her and I wanted to be like her. And that's an incredibly powerful thing. And the fact that we have a chance to reach out to other little girls, other adults, other women and men who feel like they want to be that person, that's a tangible and powerful thing.
Ngunit habang marami ang pinapalakpakan ng bagong tungkulin na Wonder Woman, ang iba naman ay walang paghanga. Ang ilan, ikinukumpara ang kanyang kasuotan na tulad ng isang Playboy bunny, habang ang ilan ay nag-aalala sa kung anong uri ng mensahe ang ipaparating ng isang kasuotan na may imahe ng Estados Unidos. Bilang protesta, dose-dosena ng empleyado ang tumalikod at nanahimik sa ginanap na seremonya. Sinabi ng staffer ng UN Wendy Moani, ang pagkakatalaga ay itinuturing bilang isang biro.
For something that is this important, you need a woman or a man who can speak, somebody who can travel, somebody who can champion these rights, somebody who is able to have an opinion, somebody that can be interviewed, somebody that can stand up in front of 192 member states and say, this is what we would like you to do. A cardboard cutout or something that appears on the front of a comic book that is a post-war symbol and has had its place is not what we would have seen as being the first ambassador for something that is so critical to all of us.
Isang petisyon naman sa online na humihiling na muling ikonsidera ang posisyon ang napirmahan na ng halos 1,000 katao, tinatawag si Wonder Woman bilang isang malaki ang dibdib na puting babae na may imposibleng proporsyon ng katawan. Ngunit ang orihinal na Wonder Woman ay may mensahe para doon sa may mga pag-aalinlangan sa kwalifikasyon ng kanyang ginampanang karakter.
Get a grip. You know, it's not my problem, it's your problem. You don't understand who Wonder Woman is. What's wrong with you? You know, really, this is a great thing. This is a great thing. You are looking at it entirely wrong.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.